Support is provided by the Red Stag Supper Club, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week and brunch on weekends, focusing on locally farmed ingredients and featuring a Friday night fish fry. RedStagSupperClub.com.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, some burning confusion. But I've become inflamed.
Thoughts of lust and thoughts of power. Wow, I think you can see a million stars out there.
Yep, the night sky on a camping trip just doesn't compare to the city.
The fire's dying down. Maybe I'll add a couple more logs.
Sure, but I've noticed our cooking fuel might be just a little too close to the campfire. Why don't you move those first?
Oh, I don't think we have to worry about that.
Well, I think we do.
No, I checked the label on the canister. It says inflammable.
Well, that means it can catch fire.
No, it doesn't. That word is flammable.
That means the same thing.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, you nitwit.
Hey, no need for inflammatory remarks.
This week on Grammar Grader.
What you don't know about warning labels could kill you.
Well, we don't have to get that sensational, but it's important to discuss the meaning of the words flammable and inflammable. According to the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, Webster's New World College Dictionary, and the Oxford English Dictionary, both the words flammable and inflammable are adjectives that describe something that can easily catch fire. Something combustible.
Well, that's sure confusing. The prefix in often means not.
It frequently does, but the word inflammable is, like a lot of things, a product of its history. According to the Barnhart Dictionary of Etymology, inflammable probably entered the English language from French inflammable, which came into French from Latin. Inflammable's first recorded use in English, meaning easily set on fire, dates back to 1605. Robert K. Barnhart explains that flammable is a much newer word, first recorded in 1813, and it came from the Latin flammare. Barnhart also says,
inflammable, in the sense of easily set on fire, has been largely replaced in commercial usage by flammable, because the prefix in was often erroneously taken as a negative, thereby meaning not flammable.
A stronger case for flammable rather than inflammable comes from a 1983 essay by Archibald A. Hill entitled Bad Words, Good Words, Misused Words. Hill wrote,
a word is bad if it is ambiguous to such a degree that it leads to misunderstanding. For me, the perfect example of such a word is inflammable. If it is applied to substances, as most dictionaries now recognize, inflammable can be confused with non-combustible and so lead to accidents.
Nevertheless, it's vital, if only for one's personal safety, to remember that flammable and inflammable mean the same thing, can easily catch fire. The opposite of flammable or inflammable, according to Fowler's Modern English Usage, is non-flammable, or, as Archibald Hill pointed out, non-combustible.
Well, what about the word inflammatory?
According to Garner's Modern American Usage by Brian A. Garner, the word inflammatory means provocative of an angry or violent reaction and is used figuratively, as in,
the inflammatory rhetoric almost caused a riot.
Fowler's Modern English Usage adds that inflammatory can also refer to inflammation of the body, which the Oxford English Dictionary says is a symptom affecting some organ or part of the body characterized by excessive heat, swelling, pain, and redness. Also, a particular occurrence of this. Here are some examples.
I don't think we need to talk about specific examples.
No, let's skip that.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, so flammable and inflammable mean the same thing.
Yes, they do. It's important to remember that just for your own good.
I will, and I've made sure to store our cooking fuel in a safe place.
Great. Oh, and you may need to cut a bit more firewood for the campfire.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
Why not?
Well, with all the trout fishing we did today, I got some inflammation in my shoulder. I don't think I can swing an axe.
Well, so who's going to split the firewood?
Well, why don't you do it?
Well, who's going to play the guitar?
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material comes from Wow. Are you ready for this, Brett?
I think so. Okay.
The Oxford Dictionary of Current English, Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, 4th edition. The Oxford English Dictionary. Barnhart's Dictionary of Etymology by Robert K. Barnhart. Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield. And Garner's Modern American Usage by Brian A. Garner. All of these can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Dale Connolly and Tom Weber. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoy Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com. Ooh.